USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again sounding off about the whistleblower. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
The president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly two dozen championship collegiate teams.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 109 points, the S&P up 6, and the NASDAQ up 14. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Millions of people are expecting to be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, and airports will be packed. KPIX-TV's Betty Yu says a travel site gave San Francisco International Airport low marks because of its flight delays and cancellations.
More than 1.2 million travelers will pass through SFO between today and Sunday, December 1st. To add to rising anxiety for travelers, SmarterTravel.com named SFO the third worst Thanksgiving travel airport this year, after Chicago O'Hare and Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International Airports. SFO had 870 disrupted flights last year.
In Salt Lake City, three people were injured in a shooting outside a concert venue downtown on Friday. It happened just after the Utah Jazz had just beaten the Golden State Warriors, and the arena had to be evacuated because of a suspicious package. It turned out to be a toolbox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A country musician has run into some trouble. USA's John Hunt has details.
Country singer Sam Hunt was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and having an open container. The country singer was pulled over after police responded to a report that a vehicle was going the wrong way down a street in East Nashville. An officer on the scene said that Hunt smelled of alcohol, had bloodshot eyes, and tried to give his credit card when pressed for his driver's license. His blood alcohol level was 0.173. The legal limit in Tennessee is 0.08. Two empty beers were next to him in the car, and the singer admitted to drinking alcohol, quote, recently, per court documents. He'll appear in court on January 17, 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will hear the appeal of the White House in a case involving three men who said they were placed on a national no-fly list by the FBI after they refused to spy on fellow Muslims. The three men, each a naturalized U.S. citizen or permanent resident, sued the FBI over what they said was unlawful abuse of a federal watch list prohibiting suspected terrorists from U.S. air travel. The refusal to cooperate with the FBI to become government informants in investigations of terrorism-related activities was in part motivated by their religious beliefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.